That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this Monday, November 20th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I just got a text message from Dave and Barb Ajima. They want to take advantage of the 25% off Black Friday sale that Missy's offering. So I will give you guys the direct cell phone. They're not at home right now, so I will text you, Barb, the direct phone number to her cell phone. You'll be able to text her from where you're at, take advantage of the Black Friday discount, and be able to do it when you guys get back in town. So just sit tight. I'll send you the information. Got a text message from Christine Gray down in Northville. I actually was going to cover this story. Dan Kildee announced he's not going to run for re-election. The family has owned Flint for generations. I always felt they were more involved in the money. Is this perhaps why he's not running? I think it's a combination of two things. Number one, not only the Flint water crisis, which I believe he got some kickbacks in part of that money, but also he sees the writing on the wall. You see, the Democrats aren't in control of the House anymore in Washington, D.C. They have a new speaker, Mike Johnson. Well, guess what? Democrats not being in control, you don't get any of your bills passed. You don't get any committee assignments. Why be trapped in Washington, D.C., getting paid $170,000 a year to represent a district that you can't do anything for? I believe this is going to be a one-term president. A Republican will get elected next year, whoever that Republican ends up being. Right now, in the polls, Donald Trump is winning, and he's defeating all these court cases. Ends up being the nominee. Donald Trump's going to win re-election, and Biden's gone. If the same holds true in the U.S. Senate, again, we don't talk about Washington. We don't talk about national news and events. But just to respond to Dan Kildee's announcement, it ties in and affects Michigan directly. Why? Because we're getting a new U.S. senator. As you know, I have personally endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, as has Dave Ajima, Barb Ajima, many others. She's got some endorsements coming that are going to be huge. Well, guess what? They very well, the Democrats, may lose the majority in the U.S. Senate. Donald Trump will be the 47th president. You've got an increased majority in the House, and now you're taking back the U.S. Senate. We get a Republican senator from this state. We unify behind one candidate and get them across the finish line in the primary, and they go on to defeat, that person goes on to defeat Elisa Slotkin to replace Debbie Stabenow. This is going to be huge for the state of Michigan. At the federal level, at the national level, to finally have a Republican U.S. senator, as well as a stronger, bigger Republican-controlled House, with a President Trump that's only got 1 4-year term left. Have you seen his agenda, Trump 47? If you haven't, Google it. If he gets reelected, He is changing the FBI. He's changing Homeland Security, the CIA, the border. Energy independence is coming back. Tariffs are coming to foreign countries for products they are dumping in our country. Oh, yeah, they're going to be paying huge tariffs. That will create manufacturing jobs here in the United States. Why? Because China is going to stop dumping all their crap goods into our country. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, here is the possibility of Republicans that are considering running for this seat, according to the politicals in Lansing. U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee from Flint announced that he is not running for re-election. You got to understand, the Kildee family folks have been owning this seat for decades. The 8th Congressional District is one of the state's most politically competitive. It's trending Republicans' directions. With the redistricting, the remapping, Bay City and rural Genesee County outside of Flint have turned that area red. And they originally had retired UAW workers and Blue Dog Democrats. Well, particularly since the rise of President Donald Trump, Republicans such as State Representative Timothy Bisson in Bay City and David Martin in Davison have found success winning seats traditionally held by Democrats. Trump himself in 2020 against Biden only lost that district by 2 points, 51 to 49. And if he wins the nomination next year in 2024, he's expected to do very well again there. Now, the previous election last year, Kildee defeated the Republican candidate. They should have gone with Matt Seeley, but they didn't. They went with this basically carpetbagger, Paul Jung. He came in from California, got his butt kicked 53 to 43. Kildee, along with the Democrat Party's help, spent, listen to this, $11 million on that campaign. Folks, this is a congressional seat in Washington that pays $170,000 a year. Kildee and the Democrat Party, $11 million to make sure he kept the seat. Paul Jung and the Republicans spent $8 million. In the long end result, it's going to go to the person who's able to raise a substantial amount of money. You have to win the primary battle and then go on to defeat the new Democrat in the general election. God only knows who the Democrats are going to put up. One of the political consultants for this story said, years ago, I dreamed about being in Washington in Congress. He's done work for years for Democrats and Republicans in this part of the state. He said, I wouldn't take the seat if you gave it to me. You're condemning yourself to 10 years of fundraising and never being home. That's not the life I'm going to choose. Well, here's the bottom line. Any candidate to get 51% of the vote in this seat will be a narrow victory. If you end up getting 53% like Kildee did, you now have the power of incumbency behind you for years. Yep, that's exactly what the Kildee family has done to Flint. Now, on the Republican side, they're saying there's some candidates that are probably going to run for this seat. Big names in the Midland area. State Representative Bill G. Schuette. That's right, Bill Schuette Jr. The son of the area's former member of Congress. Schuette has become arguably the House Republican caucus's most forward-facing member, tackling issues like the Hamas attack on Israel, demanding public records disclosure, among other issues. He's only 28 years old. Schuette likely would have benefited from the Kilday announcement if it happened a few years from now. But you got to remember, his dad, Bill Schuette, won this seat in Congress at the age of 31. So could his son actually do it earlier than his dad? When asked about his interest in running for the seat, he said, "I'm committing to making sure Mid-Michigan is represented across the ticket by common sense Republicans who will deliver results to our region." That means he's willing to compromise his values and principles and work with the Democrats. I don't want this guy anywhere near Washington, D.C. Of course, Paul Jung, June, whatever the heck how you pronounce, J-U-N-G-E, I really don't care. The guy's from California, should never have been allowed to run in the first place. Well, because of his name ID, running against Kilday, he'll probably run again, even though he's lost two previous congressional primary races. He has some personal wealth. He also has the congressional playbook. And he had the apparatus and campaign in place from his run last year in 2022. So it's probably a guarantee he'll run again. Another one that could possibly do it, Martin Blank. Two-time legislative candidate, is the only one of the bunch to declare for the seat already, but his road to victory is much harder. He's a physician and former U.S. Army Reserve commander. We'll see what happens. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Janie was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Quick moving show today. Lots of information. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, if you want to take advantage of the Black Friday sale, Missy is offering our listeners 25% off the individual pricing for your program. Everybody's different. You have got to listen to the interviews on the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Again, if you want to lose weight, listen to numbers 2 and 4. If you're for wellness scans, listen to number 7 and 8. You then fill out the form for a free phone consultation. You need to do it within the next 10 days. I recommend doing it today while it's fresh in your brain. Text me, Black Friday sale. Whether you want weight loss or wellness, just text that to me. Black Friday sale, wellness, whatever. Black Friday weight. And I'll text you the information, complete with the clickable link to the website and the instructions. Get it done today, tomorrow at the latest, before Thanksgiving. Set up a phone consultation. Get a scan scheduled for December. She can get you all of your stuff that you'll need to get started on January 2nd. Forget Nutrisystem commercials you're going to watch, all these other weight loss programs. This cookie cutter one size fits all does not work. Trust me. I've spent thousands of dollars in my life on all of these weight loss programs. They do not work. Doctors told me I've put a lot of stress on my heart from this yo-yo dieting. I'm done with it. Folks, I was really, really bad this weekend. We went to Zender's and had fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing. I even, on the way home, when we got to Grayling, got off of I-75 last night, I got a large chili, a double stack cheeseburger, and a large Frosty. And I actually lost weight because I am stuck at my current weight. As bad as I was, I even ended up losing for the entire weekend a half a pound. Vicky went up 1 pound. And today we're back on fat burn. No lunch for us today. We're fasting all day. No breakfast, no lunch. And we're going to have ribeye steaks and tomatoes for dinner to reset and get back into fat burn. Love this program. I love everything about the staff. I got to meet them all last week when I went down for my rescan. Got to meet all the workers, Charity, Christy, Matt. The only guy they have working in with all those women. And I got to tell you, man, it was a great meeting. Got scanned, got all brand new supplements. I'm going to start back and get down probably about another 10 pounds. And then I'm going to reset and I'm going to be permanently off of fat burn. Just have to go on maintenance. At the new weight, down 90 pounds since April 23rd. That will be ultimately where I'm at. Then I get to start weight training, firm up the muscles. I got a bunch of sagging skin I got to take care of on my belly, my abs, and my arms. But I'm excited. This is fun. This is great. Do it. Text me, Black Friday Weight, Black Friday Wellness, and I'll send you the information. Greatly appreciate her doing this for our listeners. Lastly, I do want to mention Sheboygan Public Library tonight at 6:30. This is the last video presentation for Chris Ann Hall's video training on the Constitution. Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan County, Presque Isle County's meeting tonight, 6:30 at the Public Library. This is the last one of the year. So get there tonight. Get to meet these folks. Join Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan, Presque Isle County. Become part of that great organization. Let's see, what other story do I want to hit real quick? No, I got them all in. Got all the stories off my checklist that I wanted to get to. We're going to have more stories tomorrow because this is the last couple of days before Thanksgiving. We will not be here on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you, Jerry Stewart, Devin Lawrence. You'll be listening to the Thanksgiving Day show by Jerry Stewart. Greatly appreciate him giving us the day off. Hopefully get to see our daughter and son-in-law and grandbabies. Miss Toria, named after Victoria, named after my Bubba. She was named after Grandma Vicky. Yeah, we're excited. Going to hopefully see the Lions win another game on Thanksgiving Day against the Green Bay Packers. That game yesterday against the Chicago Bears was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we're excited. We're looking forward to all this. And, again, text me and I'll send you guys the information. Randy Walker says, tell your listeners you will feel better in the long run. Amen to that. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories because of the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great, absolutely magnificent Monday. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow on the radio. Have a great one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you.